Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to tell you, it is a good evening for me. Last night, I couldn't do the show because I was sick as a dog. And, you know, the funny thing is, my enfeeblement, so to speak, went away, fortunately or unfortunately, just in time for me at about 10:30 or so to watch the great garbage man, Joe Lieberman, welcomed like a ruling prince, a ruling Pharisee, at the Republican National Convention. What a sight it was. What a sight it was, ladies and gentlemen. What a, you know, I didn't see the whole thing because my computer zonked out on me. Here's to show you how much television I watch. My TV isn't even hooked up, tuned into television stations. I only have my TV hooked up so I can watch DVDs of old television shows. That's a pathetic situation with television today. There's a few good ones on here and there. Trashy, but entertaining. But folks, the silly season has begun. The silly season has begun, ladies and gentlemen. The partisan debate is underway. We are seeing so much garbage coming out of both the Democratic and the Republican parties, nonsensical garbage, that it's probably worse and more twisted than I've ever seen in my sordid career. You know, I was talking to Mark Glenn earlier this evening. I called him to commiserate about silly season. I'm glad to see we were thinking very much alike. And, you know, I told him, I told Mark this, and I, as I said it to Mark, I said I realized I was practicing my lines for the show tonight. I'm telling you, folks, you can get more serious political and social commentary from watching old television shows like The Beverly Hillbillies, Green Acres, Gilligan's Island, I Love Lucy, Here's Lucy, and Petticoat Junction, just to name a handful. Get more serious political and social commentary from those 1950s and 1960s, actually goes up to the 1970s, comedies. Yes, they were written by, in many instances, Jewish writers, but they were funny, folks. They were funny. Kids could watch them. Hell, you could look, you could get more serious commentary from the Flintstones than you can get coming out of either the Democratic or the Republican Party. And I'm sorry to say, folks, you can probably get more serious political commentary out of the Flintstones than you can get from a lot of people even within the Patriot movement. Ah, what a burden it is to bear. What a burden it is to bear. You know, I am such a stickler for detail. And, you know, I've worked relentlessly to correct so many errors and so many misperceptions and all sorts of things. And, you know, sometimes it all seems fruitless. Can you imagine, folks, the big political issue for both the Democrats and the Republicans is the fact that Sarah Palin's daughter is pregnant and unmarried? These Democrats who have never cared about the issue are suddenly finding grounds to attack Sarah Palin, and the Republicans, who would have jumped all over it if Barack Obama's daughter had been pregnant, God forbid, the girl's only about 12, but say he had a 17-year-old daughter who was pregnant, the Republicans would have been jumping all over it. But now they're saying, oh, well, this happens in the best of families. I mean, really, folks, a 17-year-old girl's pregnancy is the major issue of the day. Think about this, folks. That is the major political issue of the day. Seriously, folks. We're going to the break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? The world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen, special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here. As I said, silly season has begun. The Democrats and the Republicans are tripping over themselves and each other, trying to outdo each other. We had this rat-faced character down in Florida, Robert Wexler, bashing Sarah Palin because at one time or another in her life she wore a Pat Buchanan button when Pat Buchanan made a trip to Alaska, and therefore this was an insult to the Jewish people, blah, 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 blah. You know, this is the kind of crap. And now the daughter is pregnant. And here we even have a Republican delegate from Wisconsin, Becky Baltz. Well, now she says, I'm not electing her daughter. I'm voting for a president. But she says that Mrs. Palin should have come forward with the pregnancy Friday. Well, what if her son has a social disease? Should she have come forward with that? Or if her mother ran a bordello, should she? I mean, you know, are the American people really voting on this? I mean, I really don't know, you know? You know, I do think the Republicans as a party and John McCain as a candidate have deliberately tried to refocus this election and try to throw the issue of abortion into the mix and make it an issue, because that'll solidify the pro-life vote in the Republican camp. And of course the pro-abortion people, or as they call themselves, the pro-choice people, they would have never voted for McCain anyway, even if he would have taken a pro-choice, quote-unquote pro-choice woman as his running mate. So I think McCain has made a calculated choice here. And he also remains confident in knowing that the reality is that no Republican administration since Ronald Reagan has ever done anything to really stop abortion in this country, and a Republican-controlled Supreme Court has never stopped abortion in this country. They want to get everybody stoked up on the social issues and avoid the bigger issues that affect the future of this country, the survival of this country, the maintenance of this country as an entity. Because John McCain stands four square against all of those things. John McCain is no different really than Barack Obama on the big issues that face this country. Although I would say that Barack Obama, I don't think, is completely in tune with McCain, but he has surrounded himself in some respects by a handful of gangsters, and yet on the other hand, there are a few people around Barack Obama that, to me, seem voices of caution, certainly in contrast to John McCain. Well, now we have Mrs. Palin and her pregnant daughter. Now, that's the kind of campaign this is going to be. The Democrats, like I say, the Democrats are now whipping it up and making fun of Mrs. Palin because Mrs. Palin has portrayed herself as a family values candidate. And, well, she sure as hell is a family values candidate because they're adding another member to the family. What can I tell you, folks? And you know, Mrs. Palin seems like a very nice lady. And I have to confess, I have not seen one recording of her. That is neither an audio or a video recording of her since she's been nominated. That must be a remarkable record. But, you know, reading about her and seeing her picture and, you know, I get the sense that she's probably, on the whole, a pretty decent lady all around. And, you know, it's kind of funny because now the Republicans and the Democrats alike are in a quandary here because there are many of these Republicans who really, let's face it, probably don't like the idea of an aggressive woman holding public office. I mean, I know quite a few people who don't think, I mean, I know people who think women shouldn't be allowed to vote and that women have no business in public office. On the other hand, the Democrats, you know, they're flipping over this Palin woman, or maybe I should say lady, or maybe I guess I should say woman. I guess that's the non-sexist way of putting it. This Palin person, there it is, Palin person, I'm being politically correct. This Palin person, now here this person has been a career woman who's made herself governor in rough and tumble Alaska, beating out an incumbent male Republican governor. She drags her kids to the office with her. She's living the life of a career woman and still maintaining her family, and yet the Democrats and the feminists are bitching and moaning. Oh, I shouldn't have said bitching because that'll be considered anti-feminist. Complaining and crying. I shouldn't say crying either because then they'll say crying is sexist. An anti-feminist. Well, yeah, I don't know, folks. I don't know the politically correct lingo, so you'll forgive me if you prefer political correctness. You know, I hear all these, you know, the Jews have really taken the feminists for a ride. You know, I discovered it's not a major discovery. I know there's certain people out there who like to dig up something they've read or heard somebody else say and say, we've learned or we've discovered. Well, I read in a book, something I didn't know a couple weeks ago, that it was two of the most highly regarded liberal Jews on Capitol Hill, Senator Jake Javits, we call him Jake the Snake Javits, very liberal Republican from New York, and Emanuel Seller, very liberal Democrat, also Jewish from New York. They were the two leading obstructionists against the Equal Rights Amendment. all those years people were trying to get it through Congress. Two Jewish liberals from New York, one Republican and one Democrat. You know who was supporting the Equal Rights Amendment? Senator Jim Eastland, a Democrat from Mississippi who was an old-line segregationist. Let me repeat that out there for the defenders of the Jews, how those people out there who really love the Jews and consider the Jews the defenders of liberal values. An old-line Democratic segregationist conservative from Mississippi, Senator Jim Eastland, was a leading advocate for the Equal Rights Amendment for women. Senator Jacob Javits, Republican liberal Jewish senator from New York, and Emanuel Seller, liberal Democratic Jewish representative from New York, were the leading obstructionist against it for years and years and years. I'm beginning to wonder if that's the real reason why the ERA never made it. They threw the credit to Phyllis Schlafly and her anti-feminist brigades and made it appear as though the Christian right had defeated the Equal Rights Amendment. Could it very well be that the Jewish forces, for whatever reason, which I don't completely understand, and I'm not going to try to analyze it or try to understand it, I'll leave it up to one of our listeners to divine the answer to this. Is it possible that despite the fact that there were so many Jewish women in the feminist movement, despite that public face of the feminist movement, the fact is that the Jewish power interests that were certainly represented ably by Jacob Javits and by Emanuel Seller, two peas in a pod, is there some secret reason why they were really against the Equal Rights Amendment for women, and that they instead cooked up the image of this new right, this Christian right opposing it? Something for you to think about, ladies and gentlemen. I know that concept is so different from what you've always thought, but explain to me if you can, why Jacob Javits and Emanuel Seller for years led the opposition to the Equal Rights Amendment. I would love to hear a feminist out there call in and explain this to me. Were we taken for a ride all those years on the issue of the Equal Rights Amendment? And then when we consider the fact that Korean cult leader Sun Myung-moon, a creature of the Korean CIA, was one of these so-called quote-unquote conservative leaders spreading money around the American conservative movement, funding pro-Israel think tanks, helping advance the careers of these corrupt kosher conservatives known as the neoconservatives who've now taken over the Republican Party, ably assisted, I might add, by Phyllis Schlafly, who cut her teeth as a critic of the internationalists and of the New World Order, and yet lent her support to George H.W. Bush over Pat Buchanan, and who now continues to be a leading, quote-unquote, conservative, lending her voice and support to these criminals that run the Republican Party, all in the name of, quote-unquote, family values and fighting against the Islamo-fascists, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Folks, I think, you know, if we started looking at more and more of the events of the past, we would see that we've been taken for a ride. We were taken for a ride during the Cold War, ladies and gentlemen. The Cold War was a fraud, and yet so many of us spent so much time and energy fighting a war that was a phony war. Folks, how often are we going to be taken for a ride? They're going to take us for a ride in this election. I'm telling you, and you know what's going to happen in this election, folks? You're going to have the patriots, so-called. You're going to have the patriots start falling into line and saying, well, you know, we've got to have John McCain and Sarah Palin because, well, you know, Sarah's a real great lady. And John McCain, you know, he's not that good of a guy, but, you know, hey, he's better than Barack Obama. I mean, after all, Barack Obama might turn this into a communist police state. Folks, we already have the Patriot Act. What more do you want? We already have police spying in this country. What more do you want? Think about it. We're going to the break. We'll be right back.
listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. One more comment on Sarah Palin. Like I said, she seems like a nice lady, and I'm going to find it very difficult to call her a piece of garbage, like I frequently and correctly refer to her running mate, John McCain, as, and as I will again and again refer to the campaign's chief counsel, or I should say the campaign's rabbi, Joe Lieberman, who is indubitably a two-faced, lying, deceptive, depraved piece of garbage. And I will talk about Lieberman here in his very interesting address last evening. What chutzpah came out of this guy? Well, poor old Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen. They barely let him into the Republican convention. And, I'm not surprised. I guess he's got about 12,000 people up there. And that's wonderful. But what's going to come out of it, ladies and gentlemen? You know, I tell you, what Ron Paul needs to do, you know, I sound like I'm echoing what I've been hearing a million people say for a million years, that all the third parties should get together. Well, you know what, folks? That's true. All the third parties should get together. But it's not going to happen. Ron Paul should endorse one of the third party candidates. I don't know who he should endorse. And all the third party candidates should just put one candidate on the ballot. But it's not going to happen. So I'm not going to spin my wheels and talk about that. But, you know, I said for a long, long time, and nobody paid attention to me. Nobody at American Free Press. Nobody in the Patriot Movement. I said, hey, look, you know, let's face it, Ron Paul is not going to be given airtime at the Republican convention. If he does get a speaking spot at the Republican convention, the networks are not going to show Ron Paul any more than a couple minutes. But, you know, nobody paid attention. But, hey, I'm used to that. Hey, no problem. I did have to laugh, though. The Washington Post had kind of a sarcastic article about Ron Paul's meeting up there in Minneapolis, and they talked about a newspaper being passed out. Unfortunately, not American Free Press, but evidently one of the headlines in one of this little newspaper said McCain's mob connections swept. Well, somebody obviously has been reading a few things that I've written about John McCain, and I hope more and more people pick up on that. Speaking of American Free Press, I would be remiss in not mentioning that the September 8th issue, which is now in the mail, has a four-page spread promoting a new book entitled Target Trafficant. The author is yours truly. Now, I don't like to get commercial, so I will adopt an alternative personality to tell you about the book. Target Trafficant is the outrageous, never-before-told inside story of how the Justice Department, the Israeli lobby, and the mass media conspired to set up and take down Ohio's populist congressman, Jim Trafficant. It's from the pen of Michael Collins Piper, the only journalist Jim Trafficant agreed to speak to from prison after being convicted on trumped-up corruption charges. You can get the book by calling 888-699-NEWS. Or write American Free Press. That's my commercial for the book. Hope you will get the book, folks. I think you'll find it interesting. It does tell the story of what did happen to Jim Trafficant, what he didn't do, but what they did do to make sure this man spent more time in federal prison than any member of Congress. Now, that last line I said, spent more time in prison than any member of Congress, I don't know that for an absolute fact, but from what I can see from the best of my memory, and I have a pretty good memory regarding this, and I have a lot of research materials surrounding it, I don't think there's ever been a member of Congress that has spent as much time as of now or as of how much Jim Trafficant will spend in jail. Anyway, it is a pretty good book, I think. Anyway. Now, we are going towards the end of the half hour here, and I do have a few more things I want to talk about, including garbage man John McCain and a few comments on his speech last night. It does call for commentary. But needless to say, this situation we're in politically is not a good one. It is either going to be the Republicans or the Democrats who carry the election, assuming there is an election. And I'm not convinced that by the time of the election, how can I put this? Let's put it this way. I fear for Barack Obama's life. He's a guy who does have a popular base of support. And, you know, anyone who has a popular base of support is a danger to the powers that be in this country, because people with a popular base of support, whether they gained it by hook or by crook, whether it was built up as a consequence of media bombast, or maybe just sincerely because people want change, quote-unquote, and I don't think there's any secret ideology behind that word change like Jerome Corsi contends. It's a campaign slogan, ladies and gentlemen. Change, et cetera, et cetera. I do believe that the powers that be in this country would feel much more comfortable, and that's putting it lightly, having John McCain as president. And if they can pull off a stump, a false flag, to take out Barack Obama and give George W. Bush police powers and the pretext for war, God knows, ladies and gentlemen, these criminals could do something just like that. Kill two birds with one stone. God forbid they do it, but they might.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Welcome back. Before we take on Joe Lieberman, I must tell you that there are some interesting developments. I hate to be mysterious about this, but Abe Foxman and the Anti-Defamation League are going to be in big trouble. They're going to be in big trouble, and they're not going to be able to get out of this one. Well, that having been said, let's talk about Joe Lieberman. Now, you know, last night, Joe Lieberman, you know, he quoted George Washington, saying that in George Washington's farewell address that George Washington warned against partisanship. And, you know, Lieberman said, oh, this is a Republican theme to welcome this garbage man into the party. Country matters more than party. You know, this guy is such a deceptive, lying putz. Pardon my Yiddish. I'm not even going to use any more Yiddish. You can look that one up. He said, country matters more than party. What he didn't say is that George Washington also said in his farewell address that the United States should not engage in entangling alliances with foreign nations or foreign interests. And you know what? You know what? If George Washington were alive today, he'd slap Joe Lieberman silly. This guy Lieberman is one of the leading advocates for the interests of a foreign country that he puts above America. You know, this. Oh, I have to control my language. He says that party membership is not as important as being an American. You know, And, you know, here are all these Republicans cheering on this guy, you know, slapping themselves on the chest and saying, oh, ain't it wonderful, Mabel, this nice Jewish fellow realizes that the Republican Party is going to save America. No, this nice Jewish fellow, Joe Lieberman, realizes that the Republican Party is controlled lock, stock, and barrel by Lord Rothschild's candidate, John McCain, and the forces surrounding him. You know, Lieberman got up there and said that John McCain's fighting the special interests in Congress, the biggest, I'm getting ready to use foul language, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God we can beep me off the air if I do. He said McCain's fighting the special interest. The biggest special interest is the special interest that poses the biggest threat to America, this overwhelming Jewish control of Congress, ladies and gentlemen. John McCain is the guy with his so-called campaign reform measure actually enabled and facilitated and broadened the power of Jewish organizations. Don't take my word on that. Take the Forward newspaper's word on that, ladies and gentlemen. No, John McCain is not fighting against the special interests. He's advancing the special interests. Oh, and wasn't it wonderful? John McCain put our country first by suspending activities at the Republican National Convention because of Hurricane Gustav. Come on. The Democrats would have done the same thing. We're talking politics here. And you know, Lieberman said, you know, that the code John McCain lives with, he will carry with him into the White House. What is the code, ladies and gentlemen? Are we getting some word from what Michael Hoffman might call the cryptocracy? What is this code that John McCain follows? Does he turn over a particular card in the deck that tells him what to do and what to say? Is it one of these little magic charms he's known to carry around? Who controls John McCain? Did they brainwash him in Vietnam, as many people think? And then who bought control of the code that controls John McCain? A little bit of conspiracy theory for you there. This code of John McCain's, are they giving us a little hint that there's more to John McCain? And you know another thing Lieberman said? He said, God only made one John McCain, and he is his own man. Well, you know, folks, don't want to get theological here, but, you know, when Joe Lieberman talks about God, he's not talking about the Christian God. He's talking about his God, and his God ain't the Christian God. So if that's the God that made John McCain, that worries me. This guy, Lieberman, how dare he quote George Washington's farewell address? How dare he cherry pick? You know, Joe Lieberman's a big war criminal, ladies and gentlemen, just like John McCain. No, John McCain, there's some question about whether or not he really even is a war hero. But I'm not going to get into that. But what I do know is that John McCain now is a war criminal, just like Joe Lieberman. And ladies and gentlemen, if we ever have war crimes trials in this country, and Joe Lieberman joins those in the dock, as he should, if Joe Lieberman is convicted and those who sit in judgment upon him determine that he should be hanged by the neck until dead, as we have a history of doing to war criminals who have been convicted of the charges, I would suggest that Joe Lieberman be hanged from a tree on the grounds of Mount Vernon, the home of George Washington, because that was a crime against history, a crime against tradition, a crime against the memory of a great founding father who gave us some great wisdom that's been ignored by these war criminals and by all of these people who are going along with the agenda of the war criminals. Yes, folks, yeah, that's where they ought to hang Joe Lieberman, if he is indeed convicted of war crimes, as I believe he should be. They should hang him on the grounds of Mount Vernon. I'm telling you, folks. You know, this Lieberman, he said that Barack Obama, get a load of this, he said Barack Obama wouldn't take on powerful interests in the Democratic Party. Who in the hell is Lieberman talking about? Who is he talking about powerful interests in the Democratic Party? Blacks? I mean, you know, if anybody else said that, my God, I'd say that sounds like race baiting. In fact, I saw an analyst today suggesting that that's exactly who Lieberman was talking about. Well, the most powerful interest in the Democratic Party are the Jewish interests that provide, what, 70 to 80% or more of the party's national campaign funds? I mean, you know, is that what he's telling us implicitly? I don't know. Is that what he's implying? I don't know. Lieberman even called Obama a young man. He might as well have called him a boy. But no one's going to call Joe Lieberman on it because, as the late Arthur Schlesinger Jr. said, Lieberman gets a pass because of his religion. I tell you, folks, if John McCain is elected president, which I believe he will be installed as president one way or another. Notice I say installed as president. And should he die in office and Sarah Palin becomes president, you know, she seems like a nice lady, but I'll tell you what, she's going to be surrounded by snakes. She's going to be surrounded by snakes who are going to tell her, well, you know, Sarah, you really weren't qualified for the office, you know. We just brought you up here, you know, because it was political. You got to listen to your advisors. We got Rabbi Lieberman over here, you know, and, you know, if you need the advice of Richard Pearl and Paul Wolfowitz, these are the guys that helped save America from the Islamofascists. And Sarah, you got to listen to these guys. In fact, maybe that's the plan. Who knows? I don't have my crystal ball turned on, ladies and gentlemen. I have to get my crystal ball out later, take a look at it. But I tell you what, things are not always as they seem, you know. I talked about it last night on the show. Not last night, the night before, very briefly, about the murky history of Alaska. Alaska, purportedly, according to an old source from the Spotlight, I can't swear to it, Alaska has been a major source of the importation of illicit drugs from Southeast Asia into the United States through networks controlled by the CIA and by organized crime. And those organized crime elements that I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, they are the old remnants of that Jewish crime syndicate run by Meyer Lansky and his Italian-American lieutenant, Santo Trafficante. Yeah, you don't think of Alaska being the center of corruption. And how could Sarah Palin, okay, you know, folks, you know, we're in her background. Is it possible Sarah Palin has some connections we don't know about? Speculation here now. I'm going to spin a conspiracy theory for you. I hope some diligent researcher of the caliber of Dan Hopsicker, perhaps, might start looking into this. What are Sarah Palin's secret connections? She was a TV journalist up in Alaska. We know, ladies and gentlemen, that a lot of journalists have been on the payroll of the CIA. That's not news. You know, we also know that in every county in this country, they have emergency management agencies. In Boohoo County, Texas, they have the Boohoo County Emergency Management Agency. And in Haha County, Nebraska, they have the Haha County Emergency Management Agency. In every state in the union, in every county in this country, there are these emergency management agencies, which are arms of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which historically has been the framework for the police state in this country, going back to executive orders issued during the Nixon administration, which have continued. So if you have an emergency management agency in your county, which you do, the head of that agency is effectively an agent of the federal government, an agent of federal intelligence. The CIA doesn't need to send a CIA agent out to rough and ready Kansas, or should I say rough and ready County, Alaska, to get information on someone of interest out there. All they got to do is call up the head of the local emergency management agency who has been honored by being brought into the federal intelligence apparatus and sworn to secrecy. And that call comes from Washington, and they say to this man in rough and ready Alaska, or this lady in Rough and Ready, Alaska. Maybe she's actually the mayor of the town. Hey, what can you tell us about Mr. Dissident? And like the good, loyal, patriotic American, he or she will go out and get the information that those good patriots up there in Washington need. That is how it works, ladies and gentlemen. That's how it works. I used to know a county commissioner up in Maine. She filled me in. I had some inkling of this, and she filled me in, and she confirmed that, in fact, there were a lot of federal agents operating inside county governments all across America. Sometimes they actually came from Washington, or they came from fancy training schools where people were trained in emergency management and administration. These are agents, ladies and gentlemen, agents in place. So maybe the real mystery. Notice I say maybe, and someone out there who's a real investigative journalist, if they follow these leads, maybe that would explain Sarah Palin. Pure speculation. I'm the first to admit it. I'm spinning a conspiracy theory for you, ladies and gentlemen, but I'll tell you what, there's probably a few people out there who know about these things who are saying right now, you know, Piper might have something. And I think Piper does have something. Here's a story with some legs, ladies and gentlemen, if someone wants to get into it and dig out the connections. I looked at Sarah Palin's background, and I say to myself, well, she went to school in Hawaii, and then she did this, and she did that. Where in her career could an intelligence agency have latched on to her? Well, when she was a television journalist in a relatively small state, very good-looking woman, access to a lot of places and a lot of people, obviously a very aggressive woman. My God, she's governor of the state. What do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen? It's one of those funny little things that we don't want to think about. It's much easier for us to think that, oh, well, John McCain just picked Sarah Palin because, oh, she has a nice family, and, oh, because she's a quote-unquote reformer. Well, we know John McCain's no reformer, ladies and gentlemen. He comes out of the organized crime syndicate. His financing comes from big media companies, telecommunications companies, the booze industry, the gambling industry. This is a reformer. The old-fashioned reformers in this country, like La Follette, would be rolling in their graves. They are rolling in their graves. The great men like La Follette and Wheeler, real serious progressives, serious reformers, guys who really did take on the special interests, you know, they'd be rolling in their graves. Yep, I tell you. You know, she's a nice lady. She's even got a daughter named Piper. Of course, I met a wonderful St. Bernard the other day named Piper, too. Neither of whom, I'm sure, were named after me. But, you know, as I say, folks, there is much more to Sarah Palin than meets the eye. You heard it here first. I'm pretty confident about that. Everybody's caught up in the pregnant daughter and the issue of abortion and, you know, whether she's on the side of the feminists or whether she represents this or represents that. No, you don't get picked to be on a national ticket unless you've got connections. Look, everybody knows now that old George Bush, H.W. Bush, everybody knows he was hooked up with the CIA going way back, long before he became director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Now, we all know that. That's kind of an open secret. Well, I think now I've opened up a secret about Sarah Palin, because I tell you what, I feel it in my guts, ladies and gentlemen. This lady has friends in high places, and that's precisely why she was acceptable for the Republican ticket. They didn't care about her issues, her positions on different issues. You know, that's all part of the stage show that's been put up there, just like with John Ashcroft. He got vetted secretly by the powers that be, and while all the left-wing groups and the so-called right-wing groups were fighting over John Ashcroft's nomination as Attorney General, that thing was going to slide right through. He had the backing in the high places. That's the real story. I guarantee you the real story of Sarah Palin. She's part of the big boys, even though she just happens to be a big girl. All right. Well, we've had a big lineup of callers here, and I've been chattering away, making up for lost time last night. We are going to the break here. When we come back, we'll squeeze in a caller. In the meantime, think about what I've said, and if there's anybody out there who really does have some investigative skills, there's your lead. You check out Sarah Palin, and you find out when they brought her into the loop. My bet is it was when she was a television journalist. Think about it. We're going to the break.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We only have a couple minutes left. I chattered. Forgive me to the callers. We can bring up somebody real quick, and I think we're going to bring up Jim from Texas, who's been waiting patiently. Jim, fire away.
Mike, there's one rule of thumb that people ought to realize. If the powers that be allow you on stage, much less center stage, you're already bought and paid for.
I think that, unfortunately, is a pretty nice assessment of this pretty nice-looking lady.
And to go back briefly to you and Mark Glenn's commiserating with each other about our present situation, you two are kind of like Giordano Bruno and Galileo Galilei. commiserating with each other on the fact that, hey, you think that the Earth's not the center of the universe, but you're looking around for allies and you have none.
You know, it's funny you use that analogy, Jim, because Mark used a similar analogy talking earlier about not using that particular one, but yeah, that's exactly how we both agreed, we both feel, and this is going to be a real interesting election, if only because we are going to be snowed under by so much, since we're talking about drugs in Alaska, let's just say we're going to be snowed under by so much snow, so to speak.
Hey, there's been more drugs in Hyannisport, Massachusetts than the Kennedy clan than there ever was in Alaska. Hello.
I don't know. I won't even comment on that. But, you know, I tell you what, Jim, yeah, we are in one hell of a situation here, and now that the partisan lines have been drawn, we're gonna see so much nonsense that's just going to cloud the issue that, it's no wonder we're in a position, this country is in the position that it's in now. It's really sad.
It's hopeless, but worse than that, there's no hope in sight, so.
Yeah, it's like I said earlier, you know, talking about Sarah Palin, you know, there's going to be a lot. Now, see, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people out there who consider themselves independents, and patriots, but I tell you what, there's a lot of those people out there that really like Sarah Palin, and they're going to say, ah, that Mike Piper, he's spinning one of those conspiracy theories. She's a good mother, and she believes in this and that, but you know what? Like you said, Jim, you know, they let her on to center stage. And they only let her on to center stage because they know she can be trusted. You know, I have this friend who's really convinced that he's so determined. He hates Barack Obama so much that in his own mind he's spinning these scenarios that are suggesting to him that maybe John McCain is getting ready to pull the rug out from under the Jews and that Sarah Palin is part of McCain's plan. No, that's not happening.
Is this friend of yours a resident of that hospital where the guy that shot Reagan is there in Washington, D.C.?
No, the funny thing is, Jim, this friend of mine I'm referring to is a very smart and wise old owl, but he's allowed his hostility to Barack Obama to completely cloud his thinking that he's hoping against hope that John McCain is some sort of savior in disguise. And that Sarah Palin is part of John McCain's bigger agenda to save the country. I mean, you know, this is the effect that these elections have on people, and they suspend all reality. They suspend everything they know to be true, and allow themselves to get caught up in this. And we when this happens, when somebody I know like this allows their mind to be so clouded, then I really worry because this is one of the smartest people I know, and it's not the big shot lawyer.
I hope not. But,
no.
Mike, your friend might have a small point, which I consider what I call only a glimmer of hope, because occasionally, once every half century or so, somebody comes along, like Putin in Russia, that uses these people to get the power and then turns on them, or Hitler did in Germany in 1933.
Well, let's pray, Jim, that's going to happen. All right, we've got to wrap it up here. Have a good evening, folks.
Let me tell you.